Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verses 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Note what God is telling Isaiah. He spoke about he's the one who revive the spirit of the humble. And he revived the heart of the contrite ones. Over in Psalm 85, verse 6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? It's almost like a question David is asking God. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Will you not revive us again? Our lesson comes today in the form of a prayer. Those of you that's listening to this teaching, I want you to just lift your hand half mass. And I want you to simply say this prayer. Lord, I need you to revive me again. Come on, say that again. Lord, I need you to revive me again. Amen. That's what we want to deal with this morning. Lord, I need you to revive me again. For so long, we have looked upon revival as a lot of hype, a lot of emotionalism. We've even been to revivals. We've heard a lot of noise. The music was blasting. The preacher was loud and all kind of stuff like this. But after everything was said and done, we left out unchanged. We left out unchallenged. For some time now, the Lord has been really pressing my heart as to what really is revival. We just saw in Isaiah 57 when God was saying he's the one that revived the humble. He revived the heart. He revived the spirit. Then we saw in Psalms when David said, will you not revive us again? So what does it mean to be revived? The word revive means to bring again to life, to raise from a coma or depression. Revive means to bring into action. Revive means to live anew. Revive means to reawakening or to come back to life. Listen, a person that's not saved is spiritually dead, and they don't need reviving, they need resurrection. But a person that's saved, hear this good, who have gotten off course, they need reviving to be put back on course. Big difference. If a person not saved, revival won't do them no good. They need resurrecting. They need to be brought back from the dead spiritually. But now you can be saved and you can become lukewarm as the church was in Laodicea. You're not hot, you're not cold, you're in between. You need reviving. You need to be brought back to life again in your spiritual walk. You need to be raised from depression. You need to be brought back into action. Notice, because the church of the Laodiceans, there was lukewarm. There was neither cold, there was neither hot. Jesus said, I want to spit you out my mouth. So before he do that, he wants to revive us. Come on, lift your hand half mass and say, Lord, I need you to revive me again. Let's look at some areas this morning that we need to be revived in. Now we're going to get into some deep things here because we're living in a time now where there's so much happening in our world. And every time you turn a TV on, it's something disastrous that's happening. It's something destructive that have taken place. And I might as well just come out and tell you that it's not going to get no better. Because Paul told Timothy, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, those times are not coming. They're already here. So that means we're in the midst of dangerous times. And we as God's people, we must work while it is day. Because the night cometh when no man can work. So Lord, I need you to revive me again. There's so many people giving up. There's so many people that dropped out the race. So many people have gone back into the world. So many people have just give up on ministry. They have give up on living right. They have give up on walking with the Lord. And it's too late in the day now, believers. It's too late in the day, saints of God, to talk about walking away. Because I thought about in John chapter 6, when Jesus turned to the disciples and said, will you also go away? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. If we turn from Jesus, who's left? If you turn your back on Jesus, on walking with him, who are you going to walk with? There's no one else you can walk with but him. So let's get into this teaching this morning. Lord, I need you to revive me again. Number one, we need revival in our prayer life. You see, revival, as I brought out earlier, is not a lot of hype, a lot of emotional excitement. You may hear a lot of things in a revival, but after you have left, it don't matter where it's at or who's running it. If you have left a revival and your life has not been challenged or changed, you have been to a place where you've been entertained. And for so long, people have gone to revivals. They have gone long distances to travel to a place to hear a person minister the word. But yet your life was not changed through what you heard. I like to look at revival as this. It's a personal visitation from Jesus to you. Catch that. When you go to a revival, regardless of where it's at or who's giving it, if you don't go with an expectation to receive something from the Lord, guess what? You have just drove an hour and a half for nothing. You have just wasted your time sitting in the building while a lot of things was going on. And for you to spend that kind of time to go to a place to get nothing, you could have stayed home. What I'm saying is revival is a time where Jesus visits you as an individual. I want you to take this personal. As you listen to this teaching right now, lift your hand and say, Lord, I need you to revive me again. So the first area we need revival in is our prayer life. And for so long, people have just depended on people praying for them when they won't spend time praying for themselves. If you don't have a prayer life, saint of God, you need to first of all repent, because it's too late in the day not to be praying. And second of all, quit depending on people to always pray for you when you don't spend time praying for yourself. Now, I know you don't like what you're hearing, but that don't matter. I gotta tell the truth because God pressed me with this. There's too many of you sitting up in churches just depending on the preacher to always pray for you. You call prayer lines, you get in prayer lines, you call the prayer hotline, all that kind of stuff. After you get off the phone, you still ain't praying. That ain't gonna mount to a hill of beans. If you don't have a personal commitment and a personal communication between you and the Lord, you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna make it off people just always praying for you when you don't spend time praying for yourself. So we need revival in our prayer life. If you don't have one, ask the Lord to give you one. Don't sit up in my face and tell me you don't have time. You have time to flip that television. You have time to get on that phone. If you can talk on a phone, you can have a prayer life. And the light bulb said amen. Number two, we need revival in our studying of the word. How much time, saint of God, and see, this is a personal thing. How much time do you spend reading the word? How much time do you spend searching the word? How much time do you spend seeking out of the book of the Lord and reading? If you say, well, brother, you know, this comes up, that come up. No, the bottom line is, if you don't have a delight in the word, you will never break it open apart from Sunday morning. And for too long, people have just been depending, and I got to say this, they have just been depending on coming to church on a Sunday morning and expect the preacher, whoever ministering, to give them everything they need in one shot. It don't work like that. I often tell people, the bulk of your growing does not happen on a Sunday or on a Wednesday night. What do you do when you're not in church on a Sunday or Wednesday or whenever y'all have Bible study? How much time do you as a believer spend in the word for yourself? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Therefore, my people are going into captivity because they have no knowledge. And it's a shame before God. All of the technology we got today, you got an iPhone, iPad, iTouch, you touch her, she slap you in your face. All this stuff we got today, you even got Bible apps you could put on the phone. But we have all kind of other apps that don't benefit us none. So that little iPhone you got, you need to download the Bible app and spend time reading the word for your own life. We need revival in our studying of the word. I know you don't like this, but it don't matter. Lord, revive me in studying your word. You need a desire for the word. You got to have a love for the word, people of God. You just going to church on a Sunday ain't going to cut it. What are you doing Monday and Tuesday and the days you're not in church? Are you spending time? Do you have devotional time? Because if you don't have devotional time with the Lord, you're not going to make it in this day. You can't just eat one meal in a week and expect that to take you till next week. It's just like you go to a restaurant on a Sunday. Once you ate on that Sunday, what you going to do on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday? You get my point here? So we need revival, Lord, in our studying of your word. Number three, we need revival in our giving to kingdom work. Or it's going to get tight now. Because, see, we can take God money and give it to everybody, but where it's supposed to be. Lord, we need revival in our giving. This might explain why a lot of things not working for us. Because, see, if you don't give God the first fruit, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty and your presses shall burst out with new wine. We need revival in our giving, giving to a ministry that's blessing you, giving to a ministry that's being a help to you, sowing into people's lives that God have used to really enhance your life. This is how you get blessed. But see, don't think every minister and every church is corrupt. See, oftentimes people categorize everything and everybody and put them in the same gumbo pot. That is so far from the truth. Everybody's not behind money. Everybody's not just preaching for no dollar. Yes, you need money to operate. Yes, let's keep this sensible here. People need money to come on the radio. They need money to come on the television. They need money for a lot of things. But money should not be the core or the essence of ministry. But as a believer, we need revival in our giving. You should want to give to a ministry that's been a blessing to your life. Amen, light bulbs. All right. So, Lord, I need you to revive me again in my giving to kingdom work and not church work. I know many ministries don't have outreaches. You need to pray and ask God, Lord, where can I sow seed? And then you look at it like this. What ministry that you're listening to or you go around or you may tune into that's being a blessing to your life? Sometimes sow a seed in that ministry where you're being blessed at and you will continue to be blessed. But your whole ministry, that's where your tithe, the tenth of what God blessed you with, belongs at. Amen. Next, we need revival in our faithfulness to what we've been called to do. Stay tuned for part two of Lord, I Need You to Revive Me Again.